a computer wizard just came. Alex, could you please take it and sort it out for me?
I will.
And I have got this car, and I looked around and I thought that Alessandro, you would be a good lad to fix this one for me, please. Will that be okay? Yes, you're good at fixing these sort of things, aren't you? You take it and fix it, I will check with you people. Right, well, as they... You can sit down somewhere. Why not sit down? You can sit down somewhere, and then we can sort it out. We're going to speak really from this prophecy of the Ithiopian that Alex read to us. Prophet Ithiopian, together with the rest of the nation of Judah, they were in captivity, living in Babylon. That is where they were, as slaves, living in misery and homelessness. And it is in those circumstances when they just saw but only dark that God gave these words of encouragement and hope to the nation through his servant, the prophet Ezekiel. You know that the nation of Israel is one most strange and wonderful nation. This prophecy, for instance, a lot of the people think it was about the return to back to their land under the Persians, but many people have looked that no, this is actually talking about when the Jews will be sovereign nation, and when they return from the captivity of Babylon, they were not yet a sovereign nation. So this prophecy was speaking for some future event. And as I said to you earlier, it's a strange nation. They have been scattered all over the world. They have faced very often hostilities. Many tried to finish them off. Can anybody mention one name, a man who tried to finish them off during the last century? Hitler, that is one. I can mention many names. You know that when they were taken to Babylon as captives, they were less than 100,000. And Babylonians, they were innumerable. Any one of you have met ever a Babylonian? Hands up, anybody? Anybody has met a Jew? Almost all of you. Isn't it amazing that the nation had come and gone? Jews. What is the secret? What is the secret? Well, the secret is very simple, because the God of the Bible said it so. Just to make the point, let me just personalize it. It was less than half a century ago that I left the village of my origin. Less than 50 years ago. I cannot, I love the place, but I cannot, even in my wildest dream, even think that one day my children or my grandchildren can go back and open the doors of that house which I so dearly loved. And just only less than 50 years ago. And why I say that I cannot even think in my wildest dream, because within one generation, the world around me and the generation itself has changed beyond recognition. But not so with the Jews. You know that on the 14th of May, 1948, the prophecy, what we read just a while ago, came to be the reality. The Jewish nation was born. And in fact, I guess that even the world, without knowing it, proved and recognized that God's word is flawless. God said that you think that you're dead, you're good for nothing, done, finished away, but I'm going to bring you, I am going to make you a nation again. And not only a nation, a sovereign nation. And do you know after how many years it happened? Jews were without self-government for 2,500 years and without a national homeland for 1,800 years, and they came to be a nation. And I just told you a while ago, less than 50 years, I can't even think in my wildest dream that it can be possible that my children, their children, could go and establish that house which I left. But with them, God promised, there it is, that they are back in their land. Now, the purpose of the talk today is not really to talk about the Jewish people, but just wanted to build the foundation for the talk. Neither am I really today here to prove something to you, but want to speak from the prophecy we had. One thing, what you can see on your pew sheet, on the top of it, there is abundant life for you. The scene actually already is set if you look in the opening verse. That there is hope, there is life for all, Christians, non-Christians, whosoever. But how can we get that life? Guys, we are fixing these instruments. Are we anywhere near yet? That's right.
Try. Not there.
Well, okay. Well, let me continue. But please keep on with it. Let's go to the words of the prophets. God took prophet in God's name, which was full of bones, and the word says dry bones. They were very dry. The meaning is that there was no glimpse of life whatsoever. And God asked prophet Ezekiel, human being, will they live? And he rightly said that only you know it. And then God commanded him and said, prophesy to them. And as we read, that as Ezekiel spoke, there was a noise of rattling, and the bones suddenly, which were scattered, they started to move back together. Suddenly, there were structures, muscles started to appear on them. But as the prophet, I guess, looked in awe and in amazement, he must have been also puzzled because they were just lifeless. Bodies were there, but there was no life. And I guess that he probably would have been scratching his head when God said to him, prophesy again. Now speak to the four winds. So he spoke to the winds, and those winds, they came, and the wind came, the breath of God came into them, and they became living beings. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? God commands, and where there is no life, there can be life. Life in abundance. So guys, how are we?
No.
What's the matter? Alex?
Battery is dead.
No. So what shall I do?
We'll have to charge the battery. Or we can change the laptop.
We can change the laptop? Right. Where is the other head? Have we got any laptop here? Oh, that one.
That one, exactly.
See that it is working. So what is the secret?
It's plugged in now.
It is plugged in. Wow. It's that simple. It is plugged in and it works. Alexandro.
Yes.
You have fixed it.
I think I
understand it runs.
Yeah.
Let's show us how it runs. Well, it's running very fast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to beat the F1 race.
But it's not running.
No.
Thomas, it is your car. Can you help us?
I mean, I've got a mask and constant panic, so I don't know why this is happening.
It's got no batteries.
Oh, no.
No battery. No wonder. It doesn't run. Anybody has got a battery?
Do you know what, Nambo? Let's not push that habit.
So, shall we try it with the battery? Well, now we can give it, both of you can demonstrate to us that when there is a battery, it can run. Is missing.
As I was preparing this talk, I thought that I don't need to go very much back into the years to the work, the tremendous work my predecessors did in it here. Only last 4 years, and that is starting with the interregnum to this day, 4 years. The amount of people they have been baptized in this church, if they were all here, trust my word, somebody would be standing on the door telling, well, there is one seat empty, you can go. Well, let me check, we don't have, there is a seat in the choir pews, you can sit there. That would be the situation of the church. And I'm talking only about 4 years going back. So many people. People like Lynn, like myself, we faithfully build those structures, preparations, encouraging parents and godparents, for instance, and I'm not picking up just on the baptism people, but just came to my mind, that building those structures, but is it that something is missing, that they are not here? And that is not the story of this church. Up and down this land, I believe that like us, there are many, many churches who baptize, who minister to the people day in, day out. But where are they? In Acts passage, we read that when Paul and his companions, they spoke, the Lord opened their hearts. The hearts are opened by the power of the Holy Spirit. Did you know that when Jesus was going to depart from his earthly life, what did he say that who was going to take over? When Jesus was going to go, who was going to take over? The Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is the key. The hope was actually to show you a small DVD, but connection didn't get established. We have got the battery functioning, but the connection didn't get established. That DVD, some of you did watch with me last Thursday. It is, and if you would like that, you can, those of you, you go to, who know that how to get to the YouTube and go for Archbishop's prayer for the Pentecost. Archbishop is saying the same thing, that something we need to do, the church, to bring that life back into the church, into the community. And the key is cry to God for pouring of the Holy Spirit afresh upon his people, those who preach, those who lead, those who sing God's praises, those who faithfully work hard that the doors of the churches are open. Ask the Holy Spirit to come upon them. Ask the Holy Spirit to come upon our nation. Visit us again. And they have, especially both archbishops, asked us to pray starting from the 8th of this month to the Pentecost Sunday, which is the 15th. Would you like to join and pray first for your own Jerusalem heads, that the Lord may pour his Spirit upon this place? And then why not to join with the archbishops and the rest of the nation to pray for the whole nation? So may the Holy Spirit visit us and we may see life in abundance. It is for you, my friend, as well. Amen.